This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Wazazi welcoming you to another episode of Rocks Ramadan 2016 Day 7. كيف حالكم مع رمضان؟ الآن في اليوم السابع وكأن رمضان خلاص يعني لم يزل إلا بضعة أيام، أياما معدودات كما الله قال سبحانه وتعالى، أياما معدودات وهذه الأيام تطير سبحانه وتعالى. My brothers and sisters, we're in day 7, and just yesterday we were, you know, happy that we're welcoming Ramadan, almost now, خلاص, a week out from Ramadan, and we still have only a few more weeks left, you know, and then it will be the end of Ramadan. So I hope you're really enjoying yourselves in this blessed month and taking advantage of, you know, every opportunity you can have to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're still talking about those action items that will get you close to Allah and make you benefit from this blessed month. Today we're going to talk about you and Salat al-Rahim. اليوم مع موضوع صلاة الرحم، أنت وصلاة الرحم. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى وآتي ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل وآتي ذا القربى، آتي القريب، العم والعمة والخال والخالة والإخوة، هذا كلهم من الأرحام. When Allah Azza wa Jalla says, you know, وآتي ذا القربى, give the القربى حقه, give the kinship, your relatives, their حق, their rights in Islam. And those are, you know, the uncles and the aunties and the brothers and sisters and the cousins, they're all from the القربى. So you have to tie the ties of kinship, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. To tie the tie of kinship, because Ar-Rahim will come in the day of judgment, and it will stop by this qantara and ask for its right. فَوَعَدَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَصِلْ مَنْ وَصَلَ رَحِمَهُ وَأَنْ يَقْطَعْ مَنْ قَطَعَ رَحِمَهُ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised that He would cut those who cut the ties of kinship, and He will tie those who tie the ties of kinship. Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all it takes, maybe a phone call, maybe an email, maybe, you know, you go and visit them personally, physically. You know, go and visit them or give them a call, your brothers, sisters in this blessed month, your aunties and uncles, regardless of what may you have, you know, what you may have with them in the past or whatnot. You know, those are just problems. Khalas, you know, if you may have, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid, if you had some issues with them, let that go and start anew for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you remember, you're fasting with the month, this month, with the intention of what? You know, loving, not the month, loving the Rabb of the month, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, again, for the sake of Allah, tie your kinship. Contact them. You know, stay in touch with them. Wish them Ramadan, happy Ramadan, and Eid coming up, inshaAllah ta'ala. You know, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi sabilillah. Bas, fi sabilillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sil rahimak. May Allah Azza wa Jalla help us all to practice and to convey. Abdullah ibn Umar, he used to be so kind to those who were very close friends to his father. So he was coming close. I mean, his father's passed away. And he would come, you know, he would be so kind to those who were so close to his father. And just by virtue of being kind to them, that inshallah ta'ala will give, you know, hasanat to his father in his grave. That's Abdullah ibn Umar. Because his father has passed away. So how can he do good to his father that he passed away? Some of the things he used to do is look for his father friends, and then he would be kind to them and, you know, and look after them. That's Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu wa ta'ala. So please, inshallah ta'ala, try to take advantage of these only few days left from Ramadan. أَقُلُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. Until another episode of Rocky Ramadan, I say, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.